Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Jay Hartenbach. He's the CEO of Medterra CBD Oil. And yes, again, this is our third segment on CBD. We've interviewed a number of manufacturers and people that are in the industry that know a lot about CBD oil. It's very exciting. It's one of these things that we seem to be, you know, selling a lot of and doing really well with. So, Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you're the CEO, and off air, we talked a little bit about some of your experience. You were interested in bioengineering. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with this company.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, thank you for having me on, first of all.
Our pleasure.
To be here. Yeah, as far as Medterra goes, this has been a really exciting opportunity that myself and some other partners have started. One, you know, obviously from a CBD standpoint, the ability to help people that are in some pretty desperate need of getting access to quality CBD. You know, my background being in biomedical engineering as well as, you know, pursuing other entrepreneurial endeavors has really kind of allowed me to pursue Medterra and kind of take a different approach. And so when we were looking at the market, you know, back in 2016 and going into 2017, we recognized that there was this great need for CBD, but
yes,
for the most part, it was either difficult to get access to on a retail level, you know, whether that was, you know, just doing things as far as credit card processing or calling into a customer service line and having people actually answer the phone. And so we're really trying to kind of move the industry forward in our own little way and basically with the focus of providing quality CBD to individuals that is fully compliant and readily accessible and kind of get into the hands of individuals. And so, you know, one of the first things we did was, you know, set up basically an exclusive partnership with one of the largest farms based out of Kentucky.
Okay, yeah, I've been reading about that, Jay, and it seems like, yeah. I mean, your sales broker, your sales rep that came to us handed us a book of certification and where it came from and the government certification and the quality control. Tell us a little bit about, because this is what we do at Merryman Herbs. I mean, we're always looking for the highest quality products and then again at the lowest cost. And we'll get into that too, because your product is extremely reasonably priced. I can't believe how inexpensive it is, it being such a high quality. But tell us a little bit about this certification, because you've gone through a lot more hoops than I've seen other companies do. Tell us about that and why you did that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, in kind of identifying our partner that we wanted to work with on the cultivation side, compliance was the biggest priority
right.
for us. And
right.
we knew that if we found a partner that was, you know, fully compliant on a regulatory standpoint, so, you know, operating out of Kentucky mm-hmm. with the KDA's blessing and having their hemp handler's license, if compliance was a priority for them, then, you know, the assumption would be that the quality would follow. And that's everything that we found. So,
well, see, that makes it domestic. So it's a domestic USA product. Now, is it GMO? Usually they are, because that just kind of goes hand in hand. But my customers are always concerned about that.
Yes, absolutely.
It's non, so it's completely
non-GMO.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, I think I threw you there when I said, is it GMO? But yeah, non-GMO. Okay.
Absolutely. And so we were looking at it from a quality standpoint. So every batch that we create has to be third-party tested. So we always work with ProVerde. That's our partner as far as the testing goes.
Uh-huh.
And so we're testing for not only the potency of the CBD when it's in the isolate form or the oil form, but to make sure that there's no pesticides, which per our license, we're not able to cultivate with any type of pesticides, but just to make sure that there's no foreign contamination, pesticides, heavy metals. And the big thing for us really is also ensuring that our products that we're selling are THC-free.
Right.
And we recognize that, you know, there are some entourage effects to be had with other cannabinoids, and we do offer full-spectrum products. But for our retail line on Medterra, we really make sure that everything's THC-free because for the most part, the market is just learning about CBD. And we
right.
don't want
There's a
to,
lot of confusion.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so being our priority of, you know, getting this high-quality CBD into the retail or into the hands of consumers, you
right.
know, via our retail outlets, you know, being THC free is important to us just because we don't want to be responsible for anyone failing a drug test. And that's kind of where the position that we've taken. And, you know, we've found a lot of success with it.
Okay. Okay, very good. So, you know, you've chosen a really good farm source, and it's my understanding they also do for industrial purposes and food and all of that kind of stuff. And so you've kind of sourced a really good, I guess, source for the CBD oil, and they're all government approved, state approved. You have all kinds of certification and analysis. I'm seeing that you're testing for a lot of different things. I think last time I looked, there was 113 different cannabinoids. Where are you at with that? You're in the industry. What's the number now that they've discovered in the cannabis sativa?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I've always referenced it over 100. I know that they're okay. discovering more and more. And that's one thing that's exciting for us is as this industry is growing, there's more and more research being put into it. So where we're going to be a year, you know, 5 years from now, I think is going to be completely different as people are finding success with just the cannabinoids that we're all really familiar with.
Okay, so there is cannabidiol, which is the big dog, and there are some companies, and I think you do too, just extract for that, because that's the one that has all the great medicinal properties. But there's also a lot of other cannabinoids, and there's terpenes, and there's other nutritional constituents that a lot of companies keep in. Now, you've talked about you have an extract, and I want to get into that too, because you've done some really, you do have a crystalline product, and we were talking off air about a water soluble. And again, right now at Merryman, we're looking for all the different modalities of the different ways people can use this product. But let's talk a little bit about the fact that you've got a specialized extraction process. What are you extracting for? Why are you extracting for these constituents? So let's get into that, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so for our extraction, we do everything via CO2 extraction.
So it's super critical, the natural carbon dioxide. I was reading about that. That is phenomenal. And for the listeners out there that aren't familiar with the supercritical CO2 extraction, it's high tech, but kind of low tech. What they do is they use carbon dioxide generally under a vacuum. It turns into a liquid. So it's kind of considered the fourth state of matter. You know, we've always talked about liquid, solid, gas, and this is a gas that turns into a liquid. Very exciting from an engineering standpoint. And I know you've got some higher degrees in that, and you probably have a lot of knowledge about that. A lot of the CO2 is supercritical extraction is proprietary, but it's used in brew making. The Germans kind of did a lot of development with that to make the best beer they could, because they didn't want any off flavors or chemicals in their beer. It's also used in coffee making. We used to have solvents and so forth and be really worried about decaffeinated coffee. We don't anymore. And we're seeing it more and more. It's very exciting in the nutritional industry. So when I see a company that's using the supercritical extraction, I realize that they're extracting at a low temperature. So you're getting all the constituents, nothing's getting boiled off, and you can actually accurately extract, depending on the pressure and the temperature, for certain constituents. So when a company uses what we call CO2 or supercritical extraction, that's a very high quality, very high tech, excellent source or way of getting the best, and usually you end up with a gorgeous resin out of that botanical. So just to update everybody, that's what, when you say supercritical extraction, you breathe out carbon dioxide. So it's very safe. You're using something that is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in the atmosphere. We breathe it. It's a byproduct of our metabolism. Plants love it. So it's something that's, you know, you can use it in your food product and nutritional product. I love seeing that rather than the acetone and the benzene and the, you know, carcinogenic solvents. Some companies also use a water extraction or an alcohol extraction, and we look for those high-quality extraction processes at Merryman. So you've got what we call the CO2 extraction. Now, explain a little bit about all that goes on there and what you extract for, Jay.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So we're using supercritical CO2 extraction. And Mike, I must admit, you're one of the few people that we can have just a discussion about CO2 extraction, because the science
certainly
gets pretty technical.
Oh, it does.
And so,
Yes, and I'm known. I am actually renowned to be known for having my brain full of useless information. So I've got all kinds of things stuck up there. And but I always, you know, when I do my research and study, I'm a medical researcher, and you know, I do this radio show. But when I'm doing studying and for products and so forth, I really do a heavy study. And I've talked to some bioengineers. I've talked to engineers. I even met a man that was involved in some of the beginning supercritical extraction processes when they were just starting it. It mainly came out of Europe. So it's a really, it was fun. I mean, I have a blast learning about new things all the time. And that's kind of what makes my job fun, because I like to learn the scientific details and how people do things. And that's good for my customers, because that way I don't pick up a company that's, you know, making something out of their garage with dangerous, deadly chemicals or anything like that. We're looking for companies that really know what they're doing. So I'm sorry to keep interrupting, Jay, but this supercritical extraction is phenomenal.
Yes, and so that was a big thing for us. Was, uh-huh. You know, while we're maintaining quality, you know, the risk of having any type of residual solvent,
right?
It's just too big of an issue for us. And so,
good.
A lot of companies have kind of run into the issue where supercritical makes sense, right, as far as, you know, being solventless and maintaining a really high purity. Mm-hmm. But one thing that it is difficult to do, or a lot of companies haven't necessarily figured out, is how to scale it, right? And so, we fortunately have, you know, kind of worked and kind of solved that problem, with the group that we've partnered with. And so, you know, what we have as a result is, you know, one, incredibly high quality CBD that we're extracting for at an isolate level as well as an oil level, but also something that we can be confident in scaling, so that as we grow this and really kind of start distributing this and getting into people's hands, that we're not going to have a supply shortage and kind of leave people hanging. And so those really, you know, I think for as us as a company, you know, having the consumer as that priority, which I think, you know, is only natural, it's kind of made a lot of these decisions much easier to make, because if you can't, get the product to the consumer, you can't make it.
And then run out. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that happens.
And it's kind of a non-starter.
That happens. And again, you know, a lot of companies, too, they have such a high quality control standards. I know we ran into that with our Pereira Morifica just recently. They had a shipment from northern Thailand where it all comes from, and it didn't meet the specs of the company we use, which is Solgar. And, of course, that's a phenomenal product for menopause, and we have sold it for years in massive amounts, and it's got I've even done a show on it. It's got a great history. So it's very important that you have a good source, a good natural source, which you've done. It's all government-approved, basically, by the state and so forth. We're talking about hemp oil, not the marijuana, which is a different species, the cannabis indicus. We're talking about cannabis sativa. Right. There are hybrids, but we're not even going to get into that. So you use U.S.-grown hemp. It's cultivated to the highest standards. It's full spectrum and isolate CBD. So now you've got a product that's unusual that we're really interested in. You have a crystalline CBD. And you also just talked to me about a water-soluble CBD that we can't get quite yet, but I'm sure we will within the next maybe few weeks or a couple months or so. Tell us about the crystalline CBD, what makes that special, and a little bit about the what we call this water-soluble, because I've had a few customers ask about that.
Absolutely. So the crystalline CBD is, you know, as we work our way through that CO2 extraction process, mm-hmm. that's the end product, right? Where it's just pure CBD in that isolate form. And really for us to even kind of consider it and use it as a source material for all of our products, it has to test over 99% and before we even touch it, and then it has to be THC-free.
Right.
So that's very straightforward. And as far as the water soluble goes, this is something that's really exciting for us. And you know, this is, I think, as the industry is evolving, you know, and it becomes more mainstream, it's, you know, you look at how people are going to consume or prefer to consume some of the CBD, and creating a water-soluble CBD has been, I think, a tough feat for a lot of people, but it's a high priority for a lot of us because, you know, having something that's so hydrophobic, but to get into a mainstream kind of consumer, that water-soluble CBD makes a lot of sense. And so we've developed two different forms of water soluble. One is actually a powder form that you can mix into your drink.
Wow. For a smoothie or something. Right. How cool.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you put it in? You can put it in water too, can't you? So you could actually, like a lot of my customers carry around their bottled water, their alkaline water, their mineral water. So you could put it into that too, Jay? Is that correct?
100%.
Wow.
And then in addition to that, what we've developed is actually a water soluble that actually stays in liquid form so that it instantly disperses and it stays completely clear.
Oh, my. Are you the first to come out with this? Because I've seen things. I've been kind of watching it on the web and a lot of, you know, it's just not really available. Or if it is, it's extremely expensive. Are you kind of the first with this?
You know, I don't know if we're the first, but I haven't seen a lot out there.
I haven't either.
I've seen some water companies that are promoting CBD water-based products. I think the difficulty that the industry has faced is you've got such a hydrophobic compound. Putting it in
that's water afraid. Water afraid. It won't go into water. Right. Right.
At a high enough level, exactly. At a high enough level that it actually has some benefit, right? Uh-huh. You know, something more than 2 milligrams. Then it becomes either, you know, cloudy or
clumpy or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
How cool.
Yeah, so that's,
Okay, I want to interject here real quick. If anybody wants more information, now I had gone to your website, and I think I drilled down on the website. Up in the right-hand corner, there's a little bars with the menu. You actually have, and if I'm not mistaken, do you have recipes for using the oil and the crystalline powder? Isn't that on your website? Or is
that is correct, yes. Yeah, so
okay, it is on your website.
We try and post a couple blog posts a week.
Yeah.
We're starting to incorporate some recipes to kind of, you know, make it a little bit more
accessible. Okay, well, let's give everybody your website here, medterracbd.com. That's medterracbd.com. So go to your website. Tell us a little bit more about it. I'm sorry I interrupted a little bit, but tell us about the website because there was a lot of things on there. I think that people can look up and find. You have a blog. You have some menus and recipes coming from your customers. You have information about the modalities or the different ways people can use this product as far as, you know, you have capsules, you have tablets, you have the vaporization pens, you have infused tinctures, you even have a cream, and then you have the pure isolates. You're coming out with a water-soluble. There's so many different things that you're working on. I think is very exciting. So what all is on the website again?
Yeah, absolutely. So all of those things that you've just mentioned, and what we're looking to do with the website is kind of create this kind of marketplace. And one, you know, with the first and foremost, educating consumers on what is actually CBD and
right.
the various ways of consuming it. And so the blog has been really helpful for us and kind of being able to have a more conversational piece. And so we'll put out a blog post, and then we'll get you know, a fair amount of emails back asking questions to kind of further explain things. And
awesome.
You know, that's
awesome.
One of the exciting things for us.
Sure it is. Sure it is. I'm excited. I'm excited. I mean, you know, when a company starts listening and communicating with their customers, that's always very good. So it looks like you've actually met all the Merryman standards of, you know, having a high quality product. Let's talk about the cost. We did the math on this. Your product is about half the price as far as when we get into actually the milligram per delivery. So if we look at milligram per dollar, your company is almost half the price of the other companies out there. Now this gets us at Merryman really excited because, you know, okay, we found a company that communicates with their customers, has all the bells and whistles, has, you know, passed all the government inspections, is doing super critical extractions. So we have high quality. So you've met all our high quality standards. Now you've got a really low cost and you're working with us. I'm sure we're going to have some specials and deals and so forth for our customers to get this introduced. Your rep is phenomenal. And we've been very excited about all of that. But we have found that your product is about half the price. So how are you doing this? Is it because it's so big or you're just not greedy? Or why are you half the price of your competition?
Yeah. So, Mike, I appreciate those kind words.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. For all the listeners, we will be offering some type of discount. And just
oh, yeah.
to encourage you.
Yep. Yeah, we're good at that at Merry Man. You give us a deal, we'll give it to the customer. But you're half price. How can you do that?
So the way that we've been able to do that, one is by going directly to the source. Right?
Okay.
So instead
of
working with various levels of brokers, we work directly with our farm, and we've got a partnership in place.
So you cut out the middleman. You just cut out the middleman. That's great.
Exactly.
That's what we like to see. That's fine. Nothing against middlemen, but the thing is we really want that low cost. So you have a lot of different ways customers can get this, and then I want to talk about, because almost all of the CBD oil is put into a diluent, and I want to talk about that, or put into another oil. But you have tinctures, you have capsules, you have actually dissolvable capsules, which I was extremely excited about. And they're strawberry. You have some that are strawberry flavored. So you have one that's strawberry flavored and has the melatonin, because CBD is so relaxing. So you have actually something for sleep and for relaxation, which I thought, wow, I can't wait to see what you come up with next. And of course, you have the vaporizer pens, and you have the different flavors, lemon, tangerine. You have the cream, which a lot of customers are, if you have a sore knee or elbow or something like that, that cream, because, and again, we've talked a lot about the benefits of CBD. I don't know if we necessarily need to get into all of that, because we've talked about it a couple times on the other parts of the CBD oil. And please, listeners, you can go back. It's a podcast. Go back and listen to that. But you have the cream, which I love. I've got a bad bum knee, and I rub that in, and it's so relaxing. And then, of course, you have these crystalline isolates, which you can even cook with and so forth. And you're going to have the new water soluble. And I think there's more new, better things coming out all the time. I was asking your rep again, and it's like, oh, yeah, we're working on that, or it's going to be coming out really soon. So maybe more flavors, more ways of using this. Now, you are putting this into MCT oil, which is the multi-chain triglyceride, which generally is derived from coconut oil. Why did you decide to do this? I'm going to list out before you tell me why, I just want to let the listeners know that the medium chain fatty acids from the coconut oil, and I have a lot of customers that just ingest coconut oil every day, and this would be a great way to get your coconut oil. You'll get your CBD oil with the coconut oil. And again, you can get the isolate too, but I always love to have a little bit of a diluent, because you'd get one little tiny drop, and you want to get a little bit more volume, particularly when you're kind of holding it under your tongue. So the MCT oil is great for healthy weight. And I was kind of joking with you off air, Jay, about the fact that, CBD is kind of good for your appetite, particularly if people have issues there. And then you've got something that helps you to lose weight. It's in that oil. I thought, oh, that's cool. So it actually helps you to reduce your stored body fat. It gives you more energy. You think more clearly. There are a ton of studies on the MCT oils, which is basically the lauric and the caprylic acid that's found in the coconuts. And those are the really valuable oils. And just talking off air, you've chosen a really high quality form. So you're getting the best of the best. And so it's very good for your brain. So, these oils are extremely beneficial. So if you have any brain fog or issues or anything, it's great for that. It's also good for your digestion, because these oils actually help with the fat-soluble nutrients from various foods. And I thought, wow, this is a great carrier, because it's going to help you to metabolize the CBD oil. Now, because we're talking coconut oil, and people may be familiar with the lauric acid, the monolaurin, what's originally the super fat that's found in the mother's breast milk, and it's so beneficial, but it's a bacterial and viral fighter. It's really good for those infections. And again, along with the CBD oil, it helps to improve your mood and also helps with your hormones. So you've got, and the benefits go on and on and on. It's good for your joints and all kinds of other things. So you're combining two phenomenal things. Is that kind of why, I probably have already answered your question, but is that why you chose this MCT oil?
Yeah, absolutely. So you've kind of hit on a lot of those. When we were looking at the carrier oil to combine with the CBD, we evaluated a lot of them. So we were looking at hemp oil, avocado oil was actually in the mix. And MCT oil really kind of went out, one, from obviously the synergistic benefits that it has with CBD.
Yeah, yeah.
But it also checks the box, when we were looking at how do we make this available to a wide consumer base. Out of all the carrier oils that we're looking at, it's got the most neutral taste. A quality that we can ensure, and that it blends really well with the CBD, so that we can, definitely offer a wide range of concentrations. Because one of the first things we recognized, what someone's needed or kind of typical serving size a day can be completely different than someone else's. And so that's why we've offered a kind of a wide range of strengths of tinctures and gel caps. And that MCT oil really allows us to do it. And then you throw in the other added health benefits that you had just outlined, and it really became a no-brainer for us.
Well, you have a very reasonable 3,000 milligram form of tincture that's extremely reasonably priced. I mean, a lot of these get up around $600 or $800 for these really high potencies. Yours is less than $150, looking more towards, you know, maybe a little over $100 after we give our customers all the discounts and the deals and so forth. And that's for the super potent. I mean, your just general everyday stuff is probably, we're looking at, for the 500 milligram, which is a fairly high potency, we're looking at, you know, maybe around $40 or a little bit less than that with our discount. So some really good deals. Now, you've got a really good natural solution. You've done this cannabidiol extraction. You do sell the whole. You've put it in the MCT oil, which is a super synergist. We already know about the power of the CBD and all the different things that it does. And I've seen more and more people that are having seizures. It helps with that. It helps with their pain. It helps with their stress, you know, their stomach, their heart, their digestive system, their bones, all of the organs in the body, the brain. I mean, on and on, you know, the urogenital system, the whole bit. It just is phenomenal. You've got super purity. It's guaranteed. It's legal in all 50 states. You know, it's licensed through the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, is U.S. grown. It's federally protected under the Agricultural Act of 2014. Your companies, and you state in your literature too that you're ready to grow. And I like that because you're coming out with more new, better ways of the consumer to get this at a low cost. I mean, I am super excited about your product. Is there anything that we kind of miss talking about as far as your company and what you do? And again, it's available at Merry Man Herbs. You can give us a call anytime. But is there anything you'd like to add real quickly here, Jay?
No, Mike, I really appreciate the kind feedback. You know, this is why we're doing it. And I know you talked about the price. One thing is the source, but the other thing is we recognize the potential to help people. And you know, I will hop on the customer service lines, you know, at least a couple times a week just to actually take customer phone calls myself. And, you know, that feedback has been invaluable for us. And it just gets you excited because you recognize that some people are really benefiting from this. And that's what we're
unbelievable.
We're seeking to do. So
yeah, I mean, and it's got good properties. I'm seeing this along with the turmeric extracts for, you know, cancer prevention. And it's one of these things, you know, 1, 2, 3 punches what we're seeing. Now, you also have the traceability from seed to sale. So, you know, we can watch that. That's another quality standard. Zero THC. This is very important, but, you know, you're really good in that. Jay, hey, it has been a pleasure talking with you. You've got a phenomenal company. Your products are phenomenal. They're very reasonably priced, and we're going to be doing a lot more with your company in the future.
I really appreciate it, Mike. Thank you again for the time.
You're sure welcome, buddy.
Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earth.